Pentecost Sunday. I'm waiting for the Holy Spirit to move. Pentecost Sunday. Today, we celebrate the birthday of the church. And it's so much more than that. Think of it as not, you know, the birthday of Irwin First United Methodist Church or the Presbyterians or the Lutherans or the Episcopals. Think of it as your birthday. Today is the day that we celebrate receiving the Holy Spirit, the power from Almighty God to change things. Change things in our lives and in other people's lives. We receive power today to turn the world upside down. Man, it's like some exciting stuff. It's all the difference. Makes all the difference in the world. So it's good to be here. We were having a pancake breakfast before this service, and it was going very well. Some wonderful pancakes and sausage links, and I have a plate of sausage links in my office for after this service. So stay out of my office. But they have lots, so they are inviting everybody to come downstairs afterwards to have some pancakes and sausage links, and you can get it to go. They have to-go containers, and they're asking for a donation. Just any kind of donation you want to give, you can give that on your way in. The youth group is doing this, so great stuff, good stuff. So please take advantage of that. We're receiving in new members today, and these folks are joining the family, becoming our brothers and sisters in the church. We are all brothers and sisters in Christ, whether you belong to the church or not. But they're going that other step. So now, Rob and Jennifer, raise your hands. There you go. They're transferring in. So they're already United Methodist. But we will hear their confession of faith along with everybody else. So they'll all come in together. So we'll do that after the children's moment today. We have lots of things going on, and you'll hear more announcements from Peggy in just a moment. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name. And God, help us to get excited. Help us to get excited, to look excited, to act excited, to feel excited about being here in your house, in your living room, with you sitting on the throne in front of us. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Help us, God, to, in this place, to give you our very best, to surrender not only what we have with us, but what we have at home. Help us, God, in this place, to be more like Jesus, to cast all our cares upon you, to put our trust in you, totally in you for all things. And we pray that what we do here is pleasing to you and truly life-changing to all of us, and then through us, by the power of your Holy Spirit, to the world around us. So come, Holy Spirit, into this place, into our hearts, our homes, into our church right now. We ask it all in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said, amen. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you. Let's pass that peace to one another.
Good morning, everyone. If you're visiting with us today, we sure welcome you. And we'd like you to sign the red register pew at the end of your pew so that we can send you a thank you letter for attending here today. If you want more information about our church, out in the Northex, as you go out the door, there's a shepherd's crook that has some information about our church, and we'd like you to pick that up. And if you are visiting with us today, we hope that this is not the first time that you're ever going to be here, that you'll always come again, because we welcome you. Our memory verse for the month of June is at the top of your bulletin. We will repeat it through together twice. Psalm 118:6, the Lord is with me, I will not be afraid. Psalm 118:6, The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. Jack has an announcement this morning.
Good morning, church. Missed the first service. I need to get this project out of my head and onto the ground. It's starting to get to that point for Patty and I. We want to thank you for the continued support. We have made a decision over the last couple of days that we think it's going to be best for us to send a small group of our team to go down and get the post hole ready at the site, get some cement in the ground on Monday the 17th before we go down for the official build on the 19th through the 22nd. So we'd ask that you continue keeping that in your prayers. If you have any interest in wanting to be a part of that one day, it's just we're going to go down in the morning and come back for the evening. Please get in contact with us so we can get that straightened out. We've had quite a few people who have already asked or told us that they have to the tools, digging post hole diggers and digging bars. So we probably have more tools than we have people going. So if you feel the call to do that, please let us know. Good news. We continue to grow the funds. We are now at, as of last Sunday's collection, we are now at $3,442.50. So God bless you. God bless you. And you may have noticed that in your bulletin day today, there isn't any papers for donations for materials. They are still available. We will be taking those donations all the way up through the time where we actually pay the bill, which will probably be in July. So if you are so inclined that you would like to make a donation for the materials with regards to a member and a person in memory of them, in honor of them, or to the glory of God, we will welcome those contributions. Right now, our estimate is $4,500, so we're a little around $1,000 less, but God will provide. I trust you guys haven't let us down, and this is our 27th year of doing this, and you've always been there. The non-perishable food items have been coming in. Any of you who may have brought items, we can get those from you, or they can be placed back in the assembly room. It's the room that's just off where Pastor Bruce's office is. We thank you for those, and we want to thank the food bank for also making a donation of a gift box that we are going to present to Susie Cross. In the past, when we've made a bit of room, we've given curtains and blinds, and usually it's been a bedroom, so sheets and things like that. This being a little different, we thought that everybody can use food, and so the food that had been donated locally, this food does not come from the food bank itself, but has been donated locally, has been given to us, so we're going to help Susie stock her pantry. I just want to talk about something on another note. Pastor Bruce was talking about the youth group having a pancake breakfast, and again, this is a fundraiser for this group. We have started something new at the church. Patty and I regularly attend the Saturday evening services. And Saturday evening service now is becoming a worship cafe. It's a different format. I wasn't so much understanding what it was all about, but now we're a couple weeks in. It's much more comfortable. We have been blessed with Laura, who leads the music there. Laura Wilby. I invite you to come out and be a part of that. Just come out and experience it. We're all Methodists, so we like to eat. There's food there now. So I mean, there always has been goodies, but there's hot dogs and hamburgers and chips and drink and watermelon, and there's If you need somebody to twist your arm, I'm up here trying to do that. So come on, be a part of that. Again, thank you. God bless you. Continue to keep this in your prayers. And I'm getting the sign down there that I forgot to tell you about the wood. We went out and purchased the supplies for the work trip this past week, and there are some 2x6 by 10s that will become part of the framework that the trusses will sit on. They are in the assembly room. There's magic markers there. Please take some time. If you just want to put your name down, put a little note. And those that will always be over Susie. They will constantly be there in a reminder that you changed her life.
Thank you, Jack, and thank you for the work that you and Patty do for this ongoing project from our church. Does anyone else have any further announcements? Please look at the bulletin. There are a lot of announcements in there. The summer schedule is going to be starting for the regular Sunday school. However, there are several Sunday school groups that will continue through the summer, so please be aware of that. There being no further announcements, we'll begin our worship. Worship, and let us repeat this prayer in unison. God of grace, you sent the promised gift of the Holy Spirit upon the apostles and the women, upon Mary, the mother of Jesus, and upon his brothers. Fill your church with power, kindle flaming hearts within us, and cause us to proclaim your mighty works in every tongue, that all may call on you and be saved. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Remain standing for the hymn of praise, number 332.
Thank you.
Who loves us? Jesus loves us bunches and bunches. We're going to need some more folks. Okay, well, Jesus loves us, right? Bunches and bunches. And Jesus wants us to love everybody else, right? Okay, now that's not easy to do. We're going to need help to do that. So that's what's special about today. What's today?
Pentecost
Sunday. Why? What's Pentecost mean? What do we celebrate at Pentecost? The Holy Spirit. Or it's the birth of the church. That's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit came down upon the disciples on the day of Pentecost, and the church was born. So we are celebrating the birth of the church. It's important to have the Holy Spirit. We need that power. And to prove that point, let's everybody stand up here. Make a straight line. Here, spread out. Spread out. Spread out. Keep spreading out. Okay. Now, you're going to have to help me out here and act out a little bit. I want you to be a lamp. So you put your hands out and just kind of work your fingers like you're spreading light. Okay. I want you to be a car. So just stand there and turn the wheel. Okay. I want you to be an airplane. So just stand like that. I want you to be a merry-go-round. Just turn in a circle real slow. Okay. I want you to be a blow dryer. So, okay, blow dryer. I want you to be a chainsaw. So you put, okay, you're cutting things. So stick it out there further. That's it, like that. Okay. I want you to be a I want you to be a camera, okay? So you go like that. Yeah. I want you to be a wind chime. So, wind chime. Wind's just blowing around, making you... Okay, go ahead. Do it. Wings. Get the wings up. Wings up. Okay. Here's a lamp. Here's a car. Here's an airplane. Here's a merry-go-round. Here's a blow dryer. Here's a chainsaw. Here's a camera. And there's a wind chime. What happens if there's no wind? Right, so no wind. No batteries for your camera. What happens?
Won't work,
so don't work. No spark plug. No gas for the chainsaw. Pull the plug. No blow dryer. Merry-go-round, we pull the plug. No electricity. Airplane, we take your jet fuel, so you have no gas. You're grounded. Car, we take your automobile gas. Okay? And the light, well, let's just pull the plug on that. Okay. So what do these things all need to work?
Power.
They all need power to work, to do what they were created to do. Can't work without it. Need to have a source of power. All of us are Christians here. And we cannot be Christians without our source of power. And that source of power is the Holy Spirit. God's Holy Spirit that came on the church and empowered them to go out and be Christians. So in order for us to love other people, even in the face of trials and tribulations, when we're being persecuted, to still smile, turn the other cheek, and to love people, we need help. We need power. We can't do it without the Holy Spirit. Okay? So come on over here and huddle up. We're going to ask for that power. So dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name. And Lord, we pray for your Holy Spirit to be poured out upon us right now. Fill up our hearts, our lives, fill up our church. We ask it all in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said,
amen.
No, put it in here. It's Pentecost Sunday. We should show God that we're a little excited about being Christians and the Holy Spirit. So on the count of three, all of God's children said, 1, 2, 3.
Amen.
There we go. Praise the Lord. Lyons, who was going to do a solo for us today, is sick, under the weather, was not able to be with us. And, of course, we had recognition of graduates in the bulletin. That's a misprint. They left that in from last week. As soon as the kids are done here. Okay. Brenda, Glenda, James, Brenda, Rob, and Jennifer, bring a hymnal. Come on down. Morning. Hey, just line up here. You could face everybody. Hymnals, page 33. And just follow along, everybody. Brothers and sisters in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit. All this is God's gift offered to us without price. And through confirmation and through the reaffirmation of our faith, we renew the covenant declared at our baptism, acknowledge what God is doing for us, and affirm our commitment to Christ's holy church. These folks now before you come to join our church family here. Now, I know that we have gone over these questions before, most of us, but I'm going to ask you to answer these again so that your brothers and sisters can hear your statement of faith. On behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin? If so, answer, I do. Do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? If so, answer, I do. Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in His grace, and promise to serve Him as your Lord in union with the church which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races? If so, answer, I do. Number 6, according to the grace given to you, will you remain a faithful member of Christ's holy church and serve as Christ's representative in the world? If so, answer, I will. Page 37. Number 12 is simply, remember your baptism and be thankful. Page 38. As members of Christ's Universal Church, will you be loyal to the United Methodist Church and do all in your power to strengthen its ministries? If so, answer, I will. As members of this congregation of Irwin First United Methodist Church, will you faithfully participate in its ministries by your prayers, your presence, your gifts, and your service? If so, answer, I will. Members of the household of God, I commend these persons to your love and care. Do all in your power to increase their faith, confirm their hope, and perfect them in love. And now the God of all grace, who has called us to eternal glory in Christ, establish you and strengthen you by the power of the Holy Spirit, that you may live in grace and peace. Welcome. I got a certificate for you here. Hand those out there in a second. Guys are wearing red too. That's good. It is that day.
Our word of God this morning is from the book of Acts, the second chapter, verses 1 through 12. When the day of Pentecost was being celebrated, all of them were together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the roar of a mighty windstorm came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw tongues like flames of fire that separated and rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them the ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation living in Jerusalem. When that sound came, a crowd quickly gathered, startled because each one heard that the disciples were speaking in their own language. Stunned and amazed, they asked, "Are all these people who are speaking Galileans? So how is it that we hear each one of them speaking in their own native language?" There were residents of Judea, Pontus, Asia, Egypt, Libya, Cyrene, and visitors from Rome. There were Cretans and Arabs, and listening to them talk in their own languages about the great deeds of God. All of them continued to be stunned and were puzzled, and they kept asking one another, "What can this mean?" But others remarked, "They must be filled with new wine." Will the ushers please come forward for the presentation of God's tithes and our offerings?
Lord, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name. And God, the real offering here today is our hearts. We give you our hearts on all that that means. We pray that you would bless and multiply these offerings, use them as you see fit through the ministries of this church. Bless both gift and giver. Bless those who are able to give. Bless those who weren't. For this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
If you're on Facebook, do a search for me or for my daughter Hannah Loughman, Loughman, and you'll see pictures there from annual conference. We just had annual conference Thursday through yesterday. It was kind of uneventful. Nellie will give you a fuller report when she's ready. And there were some interesting things there. I got to watch Nellie knit. She sat next to me and knitted away. But the real joy was my daughter was ordained, Hannah, ordained a full elder, and I got to have a moment of privilege during clergy session, just for clergy, and you bring up those who are getting ordained onto the stage. So I got to bring her in myself and make a recommendation that she would be a full member. And then we came back out again later, and I got to make the recommendation for her ordination. And I stepped to the front of the stage for her ordination, and I said, most of you here know my family and my home situation. I said, you know that we are theologically different. I said, but we make it work because we love one another and we love Jesus. Well, I tell you, that really touched the heart of a lot of people. I didn't realize how many people it would touch. But it was that kind of conference. And then in front of the 1,500 people or so that were there, we got to go up on stage Thursday night. And myself and my sons, Jacob and Justin, in our robes, accompanied Hannah up onto the stage where she knelt down in front of the bishop, was laid hands on, anointed, and then fitted with her stole as an elder. One proud papa here, a very humble papa. So, and Bonnie and the family were there. So it was a joy. And something new they did this year, they had a kneeler done before you get on the stage where they invited family to come up and pray with the ordinand before they went up on stage with just their sponsors. So it was good, joyful time. So a lot of joys. What other joys do we have? Music. Youth group. Your 29th wedding anniversary? Congratulations. Happy anniversary. Other joys. Holy Spirit. Yes, amen. To the potential of each new life. Yeah. And Stephanie, I'd even go so far as to say the potential of each new day. Because in every life, young or old, there's always potential with the Holy Spirit to do something different, to do something new. So don't ever say, I can't. Because with God, all things are possible. Paul is a joy playing again for us today. Thank you. Tristan. You female sheep? All me. Thank you. Yep. Our youth group and indoor plumbing. A lot of things to be joyful for. So for all of our joys, we raise a hand, shake it around, and we say, praise the Lord. Okay, pens and pencils, my homework, your homework. We have the power of Almighty God coursing through every fiber of our being. We are children of the great I Am. The Most High God is our Father, our Abba, whom we call Daddy. And the Bible says that if we know that He hears us, we know we have that which we ask of Him. Jesus said, ask whatever you want for in my name, and it'll be done for you. And if you are asking according to the will of God, nothing can stop it. So you and I can intercede for our neighbors, our friends, our families. We can intercede for our marriages, for our children. We can intercede for things that are happening in the news and all over the world, for the waiter or waitress that we run into that day, for the back of the bulletin. And Dean, you don't know how much I appreciate that. I thank you for that. Back of the bulletin, lots of names back there. We have the power. It was given to us on the day of Pentecost. Don't waste it. So we want to pray for USA, FUMC, and pray for those who are lost, who don't know Jesus. That's our number one object that we get up every day. We get up. That's our goal in life, to save those who are lost by introducing them to Jesus. Pray for the Hubert family. Bob went home to be with the Lord rather quickly. He will be laid out at Snyder's today, 1 to 4 and 6 to 8. And then we will have a service here tomorrow at noon. And then there'll be a dinner after that when we get back from the graveside downstairs. Please come on out. Stop at the funeral home today. Say hi to Alice. Let her know that you're thinking about her. Send her a card. Give her a phone call. She is our family. Pray for David, who's under the weather. Pray for David and Virginia and Noreen, for Matt and family, for Jane, Chris, and Pat, Antoinette, Eric, for all those who are traveling. Pray for our graduates. Pray for our new members, for Wayne and Melinda, for John. He talked to John this morning. John really appreciates our prayers and our concern. Pray for Charlie, fire chief from Rogersville down in Greene County. Fell off a truck during a training exercise, got all busted up, had emergency surgery, needs our prayers. Other concerns? Amy? Kelly? Oh, Tilly. Yep, for Tilly. Somebody that Amy takes care of. We've been visiting. Rich? Rich? Unspoken, raise your hand. And for all of our concerns, we say, Lord, hear our prayers. Who knows James and Megan? Stephanie, would you come down? Stand in for James. James and Megan come to church here. Fairly regular attenders. Young couple. Megan, can I have some prayer warriors? James had a stroke, young as he is. He's in Westmoreland Hospital. We just got word of that this morning. You know, strokes can happen to anybody at any time, of course, but in one so young, we particularly are concerned. And I understand from the email that it's not his first. So we want to pray for James. James and Megan, the rest of the family. So gather around, lay hands, join your faith one unto the other, because we have the power. Just put a hand on anybody. Here we go. Stephanie, I anoint you for James in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And dear Heavenly Father, we lift up James into the light and love of your presence right now by faith, God. We are praying that your Holy Spirit is poured out upon James and that you touch him with a healing touch, mentally, physically, and spiritually. Bless the doctors, nurses, technicians, and all the treatments used, and restore James's health unto him. Be with Megan and the rest of the family. Watch over them and keep them safe as they travel back and forth. Give them wisdom and a mind for details. Meet all their needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Wrap your arms around James right now and whisper in his ear that you love him. Fill him with the peace that passes all understanding. He has favor with God and man. Greater is he that is in him than he that is in this world. And we plead the blood of a lamb, Jesus Christ, over James, from the top of his head to the tips of his toes to the ends of his fingers, inside and out. Bless him, Lord. We're asking this in the mighty, matchless, and powerful name of Jesus the Christ, the living Savior, the risen Christ, the Alpha and the Omega. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. Whose Father? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Please stand, if you are able, for the reading of the gospel. This is the gospel according to John chapter 14, beginning with verse 8. Let us hear this word of the Lord. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Jesus answered, don't you know me, Philip? Even after I have been among you such a long time, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I do not speak of my own authority. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Or at least believe on the evidence of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father. And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. If you love me, keep my commands. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your holy word. Please be seated. Add to your prayer list the Tiemann family, Dell family, Martz family, and of course the Huberts. But Tiemann, Dell, and Martz. Pentecost Sunday. Verse 8, Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough. Show us the Father, and that'll be enough. How many of you remember who Rich Little is? How many of you don't have a clue who Rich Little is? And how many of you just aren't going to raise your hand? Okay. Rich Little was an impersonator, an impressionist. He was good. He was funny. Saw him on Johnny Carson a lot. I know, we're telling our age here, aren't we? But he did a lot of great impersonations. One that he was really well known for was... What? Yes, Richard Nixon. Yes. I come before you to stand behind you to tell you something of which I know nothing. Richard Nixon. He used to do a lot of other impersonations, but Richard Nixon was, pardon? Jimmy Stewart? Everybody does Jimmy Stewart. I mean, Jimmy Stewart couldn't go into the Army because he couldn't jump out of an airplane and open up a chute. Because when he would jump, they told him to count to three, and he jumped out of a plane. He went, one, two. Don't worry. Okay, Pilgrim, let's head him off at the pass. John Wayne. You dirty rat, you. James Cagney. Yeah, James Cagney. Well, let's move it up a little bit. How about, how you doing? Friends, Joey. Yes. How you doing? Who else do we got? Let's see. James, that's all I got on my list. Let me see if well,
you know, we've got another mission trip. We're always going on a mission trip, and you know, you can always you always go with us. You can you can sign your name on all the material, and we're Jack. but I've got one. Oh, I can't do it. I've got hair now. Bruce, just stand there and look good. That's it. I know how that works. Yeah. Anybody else do an impersonation of anybody? One that you're willing to do here? No? Well, impersonations, you know, some of them are good, some of them aren't. Some of them are so good. You have a hard time telling them apart, you know. Cover bands do really good at playing other people's music. The Apologetics are very good at that. It's a great band. And a lot of people have done the Beatles over the years, and I've heard somebody do Garth Brooks, and good stuff. Jesus was doing his best impersonation of the Father for 3 years. As a matter of fact, it wasn't even an impersonation. It was better than that, because he and the Father were one. They were one. And so everything Jesus was saying, teaching wisdom and about love and how to live your life and everything he was saying, and then everything he was doing, walking on water, stopping storms, wind in the waves, feeding 5,000 and 25,000 with just a little bit of food, healing the sick, raising the dead, you know, all that stuff, turning the other cheek, loving people even from the cross. Jesus didn't do that by himself. Jesus did that by the power of the Father in him. And he was telling his disciples, it's not me. This is God the Father in me doing this. I want you to understand this, because now I want to be in you so that you'll do this. Because Jesus said, we will do what he did and even greater things, because he's going to the Father. In order for us to do what Jesus did, wait, there's people up there. In order for us to do what Jesus did, Jesus has to be in us. We can't do it without Jesus being in us, guiding us and directing us. Not only helping us to do our best impersonation of Jesus, but to actually become Christ to the people around us. See, when there's a storm going on in somebody's life, it's going to take more than just a good impersonation to stop the storm. It's going to take somebody who has the authority over the storm to command it to stop, and that's Jesus. And so Philip says, show us the Father, and that'll be enough. And in verse 9, Jesus says, Philip, have I been so long with you, and you don't get it? You don't see that I and the Father are one? How can you say that? He was astounded. They didn't get it. It was what he tried to do for 3 years was proof to them that he is Emmanuel. And Emmanuel means what? God with us. Jesus is saying, I am Emmanuel. I am God with you. The Father is in me and I am in the Father, and I only do what he says to do. I only act out what he tells me to do. And so Jesus, he knew that the disciples needed help to understand that, to get that. And so he tells them, wait in the temple for the Holy Spirit. Wait. And so that's what they did, right? They waited and waited and waited in the temple together in unity, praying and praising God, it says. Continually waiting for the Holy Spirit, expecting the Holy Spirit, expecting power from on high. That's one of our problems today, is we talk about the Holy Spirit, but we don't expect it. We should live in an expectation every day of the Holy Spirit to come on us. As we go into situations that are filled with problems, filled with sickness, and filled with anger and fear and depression and loneliness and disease, we should go in there expecting the Holy Spirit to fill us up as we enter into those situations. Not enough to just talk about it and say, oh, yeah, you know, so I go to church and, you know, I've got the Holy Spirit. Man, expect to go in there with power and authority. Take control, take command in the name of Jesus, because we've been given that power. What good is it to have a new set of batteries if you don't put them in? What good is it to have a lamp or a merry-go-round if you don't plug it in? And you got to put gas in the car to make it go. We need the Holy Spirit. And that's why God sent it. And so in Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 12, especially in verses 1 through 4, there they are all gathered together in the temple, praising God, praying together. They're in unity. They're expecting the Holy Spirit. And all of a sudden, this noise comes that's like a violent wind, just filling up the whole place they're at. A violent wind. Things were twirling around. And all of a sudden, you see the flame up there on the altar? That's made out of paper mache and a light bulb and a fan. Pretty nice, though. I like it. It's pretty cool. But all of a sudden, that appears above the heads of all the disciples that were gathered in that place. And as soon as it did, they started speaking in French and German and Latvian and Medes and you name it, they spoke in other languages, languages they never knew. Started preaching and teaching the word of God, praising the Lord, speaking about Jesus. See, all this was going on during the Feast of Weeks, which was happening in the Jewish community all over the world. And people came from all over the world to Jerusalem to celebrate the Feast of the Weeks because Jerusalem was the holy city. And so these people from all over the world who spoke all these different languages were gathered there, and all of a sudden they hear this violent noise, this wind, and they've already heard the stories about Jesus. They knew that the disciples, the followers of Jesus, were gathered in this temple, and there's all this wind and commotion, and these men come out of the building, and they're out there shouting and praising the Lord in their native tongues. These people from all over the world, they hear this message in their native tongues, and they are convicted. They are convicted by that. They are converted. The message grabs their heart. And then all of a sudden, they too are filled with power. And the Bible says that thousands joined the disciples that day. Thousands joined the disciples the next day, and the day after that, and the day after that. Daily added to their number. They were on fire with the Holy Spirit. And miracles were worked. People were healed left and right. Jesus said, the things that I've done and even greater things you will do. Don't limit yourself. Don't be afraid of the situation that you're in. Don't be afraid to fight the battle. It may seem like you're fighting a Goliath, but remember that even back then, David came against Goliath in the name of the Lord of hosts. We have been given power, you and I. The church was set on fire that day and given power to withstand all the persecution that it was going to face from inside and from out. Don't take it for granted. Turn your world upside down. At work, at home, with your friends, co-workers, your neighbors, when you go out and you're at the table ordering at the restaurant, if your waiter or waitress looks like they got a problem, use that power. Turn that frown upside down. Because you can do that. because Almighty God is on your side. And if God be for us, who can be against us? That's what the Bible says. Why? Because of Holy Spirit power. We're not like everybody else. So expect the Holy Spirit to come into your life. Come to the altar during the last song. Come to the altar after church. Right where you're at, ask the Holy Spirit to come into your life. When you're driving down the road in your car, when you're at home, kneeling against your bed, sitting in your chair, when you sit down to eat, before you leave the house, ask the Holy Spirit to come into your life. Today, tomorrow, the next day, and the day after that, and every day. Jesus said, daily pick up your cross. Daily ask the Holy Spirit to come into your life. And turn the world upside down. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. Pentecost Sunday. Happy birthday, church. Don't take it for granted. I left out my illustration. I'm going to leave it out. If you want to hear a great illustration, stop me later. But God loves you. And so do I. I really do. Let's stand and sing. Bless you. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, pour out your Holy Spirit upon us right now, and then use us as instruments of your love and righteousness, as a reflection of the love and righteousness of Jesus Christ to a hurting world. Use us as ambassadors of Christ to our family members, our co-workers, friends, and neighbors, to the people we meet on the street. Come, Holy Spirit. And guide us and direct us. We ask all this in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said, amen. Amen.